This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, and we are nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. To our first responders, let me first say to all those responding in Alabama and Georgia, our thoughts and prayers go with you and the job that you have to do. I know it's a thankless job, but believe me, help is on the way, especially to the victims there. To the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and everybody else working the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the Third Watch, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and check out all the stuff that's over there, a lot of free things there, and a lot of general information that you won't get anywhere else. And by the way, before I get started with Denise Simon, Catwoman and Road Dog, who have been giving us updates, 30 degrees in Waco. Again, that means the bridges are freezing over. 28 degrees Alexandria with rain. That ain't rain, folks, at 28 degrees. That's sleet or freezing rain. Alexandria on I-20, that would be very careful going across the Mississippi River. You got about 15, 20 miles on I-20 east with what looks like freezing rain, 28 degrees there right now. And high winds in Austin. Thanks very much, guys. All right, here she is, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Had to get all that out of the way. Let's talk about Venezuela. And Mr. Guaido says he's going back to Venezuela this week, and Maduro has threatened to arrest him for violating leaving the country, because he didn't want anybody to leave, I guess.
Well, I think he's threatening that he comes back in. The
right.
Supreme Court of Venezuela, whatever that necessarily means here at this point, under Maduro, has placed a travel ban after he was,
right.
After Guaido was proclaimed the interim president.
Right.
So this could get very interesting. Now, of all people, the European Union foreign policy chief, that Federica Mogherini, who is very pro-Iran, by the way,
uh-huh.
He's actually said that any harm that comes to him, being Guaido, would represent a major escalation of tensions and be met with international condemnation. Well, whatever that necessarily means. I guess the bigger question is, you know, the United States is really following the lead of the Lima Group and the Organization for American States, of which the United States is not a part of either.
Uh-huh.
But it's their program, and we are supporting them.
Sure.
Now, the bigger question becomes, what is or what are any of the countries in Europe doing other than just, you know, putting out strongly worded letters kind of thing?
Right.
You know, have they sent any humanitarian stuff? You know, are they, do they have ships off the coast of Venezuela, assisting in medical or, you know, those that are fleeing? Are they helping out, Colombia? Because 3 million people, 3 million Venezuelans have left their country. Now, this is beginning to sound a lot like what? Syria.
Syria. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So
we'll see where this necessarily goes.
Well, to my knowledge, there's no one from Europe participating, to my knowledge.
Hey, that's kind of where I am with it.
Now, I did hear that Israel had offered to send one of their medical units to Colombia to help out. I did hear that, which they usually do. That's the kind of stuff they do.
Yeah, I guess the bigger question is, I mean, you can't really send anybody to Venezuela. I mean, they're just not going to get in.
Oh, so, I meant Colombia. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have to go to Colombia.
Right.
I mean, they're facing a huge burden here. I mean, it's
right.
a burden very much like, you know, is going on in Europe with, you know, in Italy and Greece with all the Syrian refugees. So this is not a lesson unlost on, you know, foreign leaders on what is happening.
Now, the other thing that's going on is very unceremoniously yesterday, the United States closed the Jerusalem consulate, demoting it, demoting the Palestinian mission. They got a new name to it. Do you know what the name is now?
No.
All right, but they changed the name and changed the direction they're doing. They're still there for that reason. They reduced the staff. Most everybody's back inside the embassy. They still will be doing some sort of stuff for the Palestinians. But, you know, again, Jerusalem is part of the problem as far as the Palestinians are concerned because they
right.
believe that's their territory.
Especially eastern Jerusalem, correct.
Correct, and it's not. I mean, it just isn't. They can argue all
Precisely.
They want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we have the West Bank thing. So
yeah.
what's really happening here is that, you know, the abuses of the Palestinians. And,
yeah.
You know, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has, you know, been the top, you know, top dog here, you know, leading this charge on some kind of a, you know, a peace agreement with the Palestinians. I guess we could just need to watch this one carefully to see where this really goes. If I'm not mistaken, we actually forced the closure of the Palestinian embassy here in Washington, D.C. last year.
That's what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was right.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But again, very explosive again, still yet, whatever you want to use words in the Middle East when it comes to Israel and all the different things going on around. And oh, by the way, not to forget about the fact in Iraq, you've got ISIS now resorting to car bombs everywhere, in the last enclave that they've got to try to defend the enclave.
Well, what's happening here is a lot of the Islamic State fighters have left Syria and have been leaving Syria and going across the land bridge into Iraq. They've been burying weapons and burying ordnance and those kinds of things. So, you know, when they flee, they've got something to fight. So the next
right.
front's going to be...
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And by the way, where is al-Baghdadi? That's the big question right now. Where is al-Baghdadi? Is he still there in that area? We'll find out. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and it's a Monday morning, and that means I'm talking on the radio, and it's the Denise Simon segment from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, where if you go over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you click on that big USCCA logo link that's there, you'll find out about the almost $500 worth of free stuff you'll get, including a whole bunch of free training there, too, to help you be more proficient and safe with your firearm. And don't forget, there's always the chance to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway while you're over there as well. And tell them the captain sent you. No, I'm just kidding. You'll tell them when you get over there. But anyway, that's the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. I got to do a little update in here. The tornado in Alabama, 23 dead, 25 missing, at least 100 people injured. Many of the dead were children. And that just tears at you as a first responder.
Yes, it does.
Yep, absolutely. Yes, it does. All right, let's go back to ISIS. Where is al-Baghdadi?
My guess is that he is being held at some place in Iraq. So, you know, one part of, I mean, we keep hearing that, you know, we're down to 1 square mile of major conflict, you know, military hostilities in Syria, clearing Islamic State from there. Okay, good. But I would say be very mindful of Iraq, because a lot of these Islamic State fighters have been going back and forth.
Sure.
Burying all their weapons and their ordnance and their supplies. So when they get to Syria and they go back and forth, they've got something there. So it very well could be that he is, in fact, being safeguarded in some kind of a safe house location in Iraq. So while we declared victory already in Iraq, we may have to, you know, go right back to it again.
Well, I agree, because these people are not going to sit back and say, you know, sing kumbaya with the Iraqis. They want in. They want that government. That's what they want.
Pretty much.
All right. Now, let's talk about the North Korean deal, because Former Admiral, retired Admiral James Stavridis, said that the non-offer from Kim Jong-un to the Trump administration was preposterous, in his words. And what is he talking about there? He just didn't care for what happened, or what could we have done differently?
No, he's saying that, you know, he thinks that, you know, what Trump did was exactly right. He was on, I can't pronounce the guy's name, but they call it the Cats Roundtable, which is a radio show of.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. That's on our sister station in New York.
Cats and Mudditas?
Yeah, that's it. On 970 The Answer. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, he gave the analogy of, you know, the gambler. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. So he's standing with Trump on this one, that he made the right move to walk away. Especially when it may just cause some real attention to these China trade talks, and knowing that, you know, Trump is standing firm, what he means, what he says. And so, it really could have been kind of a two-part, decision that Trump mm-hmm. made, to walk away. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, North Korea made the offer that you lift the sanctions and we'll get rid of one of our nuclear sites. Well, the nuclear sites that they want to get rid of is yet another old one that means really nothing to them. So it would have been a gesture anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's not forget that when Trump goes to a summit like these, I mean, he has been advised by all kinds of government agencies, CIA, you know, all the national security, NSA, all these kinds of things on what the real story is. So in these talks, he could be asking Kim, hey, what about this and what about this? And whatever Kim's answers are, we already know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So without necessarily getting into some kind of a real tit-for-tat or conflict in a summit like this, Trump's just going to say, okay, I'll take this guy or what he says. That doesn't mean we necessarily believe him. We just accept what he says, and then we'll make some decisions after that. And obviously Trump did that.
All right, we just got a question here from Dan the Mailman. He's a mail hauler, and he's out there driving a truck around Atlanta, delivering the mail locally to the bulk mail centers, and are from the bulk mail center to the post offices. Dan the Man saying, Captain, great show. Please ask Denise, should we be concerned about ISIS in the refugee camps?
Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, that's what's been going on here in one of the last operations that we have been doing in Syria. We know that they embedded some ISIS fighters in, you know, those that were fleeing, and that we were putting into some refugee camps. So we absolutely know that. So we're going through them one by one by one. It's kind of remarkable the team that the United States has and what our special forces are doing. They're trying to gather all this information. We're sending it back to CIA. CIA's got a team that does nothing but try real hard to go through all social media, all other forms of communications that we're collecting and gathering to get some kind of background on these people. Like, well, this guy's from Britain, this guy's from Germany, this guy's from Saudi Arabia, wherever they be from, and we are putting pressure on those home countries to take these people back once we have them detained. Some of them won't do that, which is the reason that, you know, I've made the argument that, you know, we need to expand Guantanamo and have these home countries that refuse to take their people back pay us to house these.
Sure.
Let's not forget, we're still in a war.
Sure. Now, before we run out of time here, the president is going to sign a new executive order on free speech. What's that all about?
Well, look, how many colleges and universities have denied people on campus to, you know, that have
Plenty.
Been invited?
Plenty. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the last thing, the most recent thing that happened was this Hayward fella, I think his name is Hayward Williams, which is with Turning Point USA, which is Charlie Kirk's operation.
Right.
No, Charlie.
Right.
They were on the campus and they just had a table, and all they were doing was passing out information and, you know, trying to promote, you know, Turning Point USA and,
right.
and students and whatnot. Well, we have this kid, Zachary Greenberg, who was finally arrested last Saturday.
Right.
Because he went up to this Hayden kid, unprovoked, and just beat him up.
Yep.
Was sucker punching him several times.
Mm-hmm.
I was really disheartened at how many people were standing around that didn't come to Hayden's defense. And
no, but they took pictures with a camera phone.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I know.
Anyway, they finally arrested this Zachary Greenberg, who was behind the attack, and his bail was set at $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now Trump says that they're preparing an executive order that says, look, you know, free speech is free speech. And if these colleges and universities have these kinds of issues where they don't allow speakers and they, you know, have some kind of anti-conservative, constitutional messaging going on,
right,
then he would stop the federal funding.
Okay, now one last question. Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, how much trouble is he in with everything that's going on?
Well, given the charges against him, which are really kind of laughable, but, they have a very different legal culture in Israel than we do here. I mean, given the charges that I've read, I think, on your show two or three days ago, they're kind of stupid. We also know that the left, and there is a left in Israel, are trying to unseat him. So I don't know that I think he can probably necessarily beat this, but it could hurt his reelection. So something to carefully watch.
Okay, and you'll be writing an article today about what?
I might be about this executive order.
That might be, baby. That'd be a great read.
I'm just so sick of what is happening, in our universities. Not only do we have Chinese spy operations with the Confucius Institutes operating there, they take in foreign money, especially from the Middle East, and now we have this. So, I mean, our colleges and universities are the most infected institutions we have.
Okay, well, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
All right,
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. By the way, coming out of Lee County, Alabama, the coroner, Bill Harris, said the death toll is going to rise. They've got people who are still being pulled out of the rubble, alive and dead, he told the Birmingham News, a newspaper. And he says they're going to be there all night and all day until they account for everybody that's missing. They're actually going through and tearing apart homes and mobile homes that were thoroughly destroyed in this tornado. An F3 touched down a half mile wide in Beauregard. Yeah, that's it. Beauregard in Alabama. I had to make sure I had the name right. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take another look at our military and veterans news segment here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. Daniel Littman from Politico says this isn't the usual way to declare an emergency.
most national emergencies are not about policy issues where the president has a defeat in Congress. They are about, you know, say, a big storm in Alaska or, you know, a hurricane in Florida.
The National Weather Service says a dozen tornadoes touched down in the southeast. In Alabama, Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the wreckage in his community followed a path several miles long and up to a quarter mile wide.
Priority, of course, is search and rescue at this time. That's been continuing since the moment the storm passed. We're continuing those efforts now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job going nowhere, but no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, National Aviation Academy can help you out. And we're going to tell you all about it. We're going to let them tell you first before I tell you how to get a hold of them directly. Because they got two locations to serve you. So here's more right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And for those of you that are just getting out of, say, high school, you're not sure what you want to do, well, here's an opportunity for you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Sound pretty good so far? Well, wait till you hear this. It's not unusual for recent graduates with aviation maintenance tech certification to start out at $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year or more working for a major airline or a private aviator or maybe a freight liner.
company, you know, the Halls Freight, Air Freight, or maybe working for a military contractor where you could find yourself overseas with a six-figure salary if everything works right. Now, check them out online at NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, National Aviation Academy. By the way, this week on Thursday, Bo will be in with us again. So there you go. Now, taking a look at our military and veterans news today, the U.S. has offered, their State Department has offered a reward of up to $1 million for information on the whereabouts of Hamza bin Laden. He is the ideological and genetic heir of Al-Qaeda's founder, Osama bin Laden. Now, the State Department says that Hamza, whom the U.S. government designated as a terrorist in 2017, is now emerging as a leader within Al-Qaeda. Well, if you want to know where he is, try Iran. Try Iran. Iran is giving him refuge and allowing him to stay there. And again, make no mistake about it, they are not our friends, regardless of who says what, and no matter how many times they talk about the situation in that particular part of the world. Iran is just a thorn in our side all the time. Now, the U.S. military intends to hold a scaled-back version of its annual spring training exercise with South Korean troops in March. The Pentagon said that after the second meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un abruptly ended, no nuclear agreement, that they had previously agreed to scale back the exercise, but to hold it anyway as a training exercise instead of a big-time military war games operation, which always practices the invasion of North Korea. Now, China right now denies having any troops inside Afghanistan in the Wakhan Corridor, which is Tajikistan. Now, there was a report from the from the Afghan government that a sizable Chinese troop presence is there at a base in the Central Asian state of Tajikistan. We'll see. China's denying it. We'll see. And all American troops will withdraw from Afghanistan over the next 3 to 5 years under a new Pentagon plan offered in peace negotiations that could lead to a government in Kabul that shares power with the Taliban. I'm not too sure that's such a great idea, because I think the Taliban would emerge again as the front runners and just take control of that country all over again. That's just me, but what do I know? By the way, for those of you who have had intelligence ratings, secret, top secret, classified, whatever, intelligence and human capital officials are about to make the rounds to show off the Trusted Workforce 2.0, which is a framework designed to completely change how the government makes security clearance determinations. And to that, it's probably about time. Now, Pentagon leaders also wanted the U.S. Space Command, a new joint combatant command for space warfighting, up and running by the end of 2018. But 2 full months into 2019, Congress has yet to repeal a law that's preventing the command's creation, according to the defense and Trump administration officials. Now, where this has to initiate from is the House of Representatives. So Nancy Pelosi and her cronies are sitting on their hands, because God forbid if they did something to help out our military and President Donald Trump, too. Now, President Trump showered praise on troops and touted the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling when Air Force One made a refueling stop late last Thursday in Alaska as the president returned from Asia. The troops were happy to see him. So there you go. Three-star personnel chiefs and senior non-commissioned officers of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps testified that unsafe and sometimes scandalous conditions of base housing units, which has sparked waves of complaints from military families, can largely be blamed on leadership failures. Well, no kidding. Surprise, surprise. No, I'm really not surprised. And oh, by the way, contrary to what the Democrats are telling you, the military department, the Defense Department's plans to defer spending on some military construction projects to fund a wall on the southern border of the United States and then ask Congress to give the money back in next year's budget. No military construction budgets, I repeat, no military construction budgets will be canceled to fund the border wall. Think about that for a minute. By the way, the window to opt into the military's new blended retirement system shut at the end of 2018, with only about 25% of eligible soldiers deciding to forego the standard 20-year retirement benefits for a new plan that closely mirrors the 401k plans that many companies offer. Where this is going to go? Stay tuned for more. The U.S. Navy has declared the carrier-launched version of the Lockheed Martin's F-35 fighter is now ready to deploy, a major milestone nearly two decades in the making, according to a press release from the U.S. Navy Air Forces. And the carrier variant of the Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter, which reached the initial operating capability, will soon be on many carriers, the F-35C. Also, Hospital Corpsman Sully, second class Hospital Corpsman Sully, has quickly advanced to fill the critical service dog billet. Now, Sully, the service dog who symbolized devotion by laying beside the former President George H.W. Bush flag-draped casket, is on his new mission, and I'm happy to report he's doing a great job, a great job. By the way, to maintain a credible nuclear threat, the USC says, the U.S. Navy says that it needs at least 12 Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines as soon as it can get them. Now, this is no surprise, as we're getting rid of the Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier, going to take it off the water and retire it. So now, looks like we're going to get 12 big old boomers. Nuclear submarines with intercontinental ballistic missiles on board, which is why they call them boomers. All righty. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back with us. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
And did you never treat people like President George W. Bush the way you're treating President Donald Trump, Nancy? That's the question we all want to know. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers, and they've been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service for over 36 years. They have a huge selection, thousands of pieces available in their catalog. You can go to David E. Garrett with a G, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, to shop thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. They're a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they offer all military veterans and active duty military a 10% discount on anything that's in the catalog. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, to make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Monday morning in a snowstorm, Chris Markowski.
How you doing?
Is it snowing?
It's slowing down now. I mean, but it came down. It's just warm out. So, I mean, it's not freezing cold. So we got a ton of snow last night. But I don't know. It could be gone by this afternoon for all we know. It's March weather. Crazy.
Yeah.
Upstate, New York, Northeast, March weather.
Except for the upstate area where the lake effect machine decided to kick in about an hour ago.
Oh, they're just kicking in now?
Yeah.
We've been going all night long.
All right, well, let's talk about something that I want to find out what you do or do not know about. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. That's something the Democrats have brought up. Have you heard about it?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
All right, well, so far, the states that have passed or joined the compact are, of no surprise, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State have all signed on so far to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Now, these states represent 181 electoral votes and 67% of the electoral votes needed to win the presidency. Now, other states, blue states, are sure to join in, and anyone familiar with the political climate today can see the pattern here. They are predominantly Democratic states. Now, this agreement is to make sure the candidate that wins the popular vote becomes president, because the states are going to say, and laws are attempting to be passed right now that say that they will not abide by the Electoral College system. The majority of votes in the state goes to that person, and that's where their votes are going to go.
Well, within the states, Matt, the majority, I mean, they're supposed to vote with the whatever wins the majority, unless it's one of those states that gives out proportional electors. I would, this doesn't have anything to do with how the popular vote goes around the country and then they change their vote.
Nope, they're doing it state by state because they believe that they can pass these laws at the state level. No one has challenged this so far. No one has challenged this.
Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Aren't they supposed to vote with the, who wins the popular vote within their state?
Yes. That's the way it's set up, except for a few states where it's done by proportional level. Yep.
So what is the difference with what they're trying to do? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
They're trying. Look, for example, if a Democrat wins New York, they get all the votes, period, not proportionally.
Certain states, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
That's right. But in other states, it's proportional or whatever. But they want the popular vote to determine where their vote goes, not the Electoral College vote.
Okay. So is this more about the superdelegates than anything else?
Part of it. But the Democrats are trying to functionally eliminate the red rural states and leave the selection of the president to the populist blue states, even if it means depending on widespread voter fraud like, oh gosh, ballot harvesting and mass voting of illegal aliens in California, New York, and other states where they get a driver's license and it's legal to vote in a state election.
Well, that's the purpose of the Electoral College, is so you're not, you know, the coasts of the United States are not running the country, where you get these highly populated areas and concentrated areas, then that's why we have the Electoral
that's
College.
Correct.
You know, the Electoral College. I mean, come on, people. I mean, you're going to turn ourselves into the Hunger Games now with, like, capital city in Los Angeles and a capital city in New York, and that's the last thing in the world you want to do. There's a very smart reason behind the Electoral College.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do, and they're trying to circumvent the Electoral College with its 538 electors and put it all on the hands of a couple of half dozen of big states that could determine who the next president is. And they're actually trying to do that right now by passing laws. And again, none of this so far has been challenged, none of it. But I believe it's unconstitutional, and when it does get challenged, they'll be set back on their ears.
Listen, Matt, I think probably about 50% of our laws today are unconstitutional. If we actually went through and started putting them up and holding up a lot of the laws and rules to our Constitution, I think a lot of this stuff would be stricken from the books.
Could be. All right, want to take a call from a listener?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. What it is, to explain it correctly, is it doesn't matter what their own state votes. If say, California somehow had more Republican votes, but the popular vote nationwide was Democrat, they'll give their vote to the Democrats.
That's
it's
what
not,
I figured. It's just, yeah, that's,
that, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So it's
thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
It's like if Hillary Clinton, let's say, wins the popular vote nationwide, they could, the electors within that state could say, well, she had more votes, you know, it doesn't matter what happens in our state, we're going to do what the
that's
popular votes around the country.
That's another part of it, but this is more than just that one part. There's two or three different ways of doing this, and I'm telling you, I believe all of it's unconstitutional.
Well, to me, that would be the most nefarious one, because you would completely do away with it. If you were basing it, then you're basing it just upon the popular vote around the country, which basically there would be no electoral college, there would be no point behind it.
Now, New York City's $38 billion of debt has raised concerns on Wall Street. What exactly are they talking about there?
New York City's debt? Obviously, it gets to a certain point in time, and New York City's got a lot of debt. Obviously, they bring in a lot of revenue, and there's obviously concerns in regards to pension funds and whether or not they're sustainable. And the reality is that New York City also has to make serious investments in infrastructure, which is seriously not doing that well right now. They've got a lot of issues. I mean, Hurricane Sandy did a number on a lot of the train tunnels that need to be fixed from that point in time, not to mention the fact that they're very, very old. So that you can look at the concern is that there might be the need to have to issue a lot more debt just to deal with infrastructure issues.
Now, the Atlanta Federal Reserve has said that they believe the first quarter GDP will show hardly any growth. What say you?
I don't know. I'm not feeling that. I mean, I don't know what their numbers
I'm not
are
either.
Showing.
I don't certainly don't see it here.
I mean, it seems to me that everything's ticking along. It might not see the type of growth that we saw. Might not be that close to 3% growth. I'm not sure. It might be just in around the Atlanta area. But for the most part, I think that everything's kind of ticking along. You also take a look at a very, very tight labor market out there. A lot of good signs out there. And we're not seeing the inflationary pressures, which is allowing rates to stay low.
Mm. Now, the president has asked China to to drop their tariffs on U.S. farm products. If they do that, obviously more farm products will be going into China. You think that's going to happen?
Well, that's a big part of the deal, and that they're trying to get more of our farm exports to go into China. But to me, that's just a part of it. To me, the big issue is intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we are an agricultural country too, but we're also a country of inventors, and we build and create wonderful things. If someone's just going to steal our ideas and knock them off and copy them, that can't happen. This is why I talked about this on my program. I said a lot of these Silicon Valley companies, believe it or not, behind closed doors are cheering on Donald Trump and what he's doing. They want to hold on to the value of their goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the big one there, is you're taking a look at whether or not we can protect our product.
Okay, got to run. We'll catch you on the radio, my friend.
Got it. Have a good day.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll catch him on the radio. Listen to him on 1380 The Biz, our sister station here, and on his network of stations. Go to the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com website, to find out more. And I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And we're going to get more into this deal with the Democrats. You're going to love this episode.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.